Good Morning Angels.
Jacaranda FM.
Our special guests in studio, Ndimpo Mbeke and Jenna Anderson. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
So let me quickly contextualize. We have Jenna as our first angel. She wrote to us. So I'm going to start with you, Jenna. Thank you for writing to us. You are studying what and what again? Clinical embryology.
Yes, we first year interned at the reproductive biology lab at Sri Pico Hospital.
Where are you from?
I'm actually from Madran, just down the drag.
So you're from here?
Yes.
Ndimpo, you are originally from, did I read right, Worcester?
Yes, a small town, Rosenville, but it's next to Worcester.
Tell me about your family there.
It's my parents and my little brother, and my mother looks after my two nephews as well.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. And does she work?
My mother, yeah. She's a cleaner. Yeah, and she takes care of the family, basically.
Well, it sounds like she works hard.
Yeah.
She's got a lot to do. And your dad?
He's not working currently.
Okay. All right. Explain to me how this happens. So you get a call up or an opportunity to study this, right? And to do an internship?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's how you got from Worcester to here?
Yes.
And then how does it work? Do they give you like an allowance?
Stipend
or pay
of
you?
Some sort.
No stipend.
Unpaid internship.
None.
Yeah, nothing at all.
It's an amazing opportunity. So it's one of those things where if you get into it, you're not going to say no due to sort of the financial aspect of it.
And this is where you stepped in and wrote to us, Jenna. I'm guessing that you're in a position, you know, with your family where you're okay. But you didn't write to us about you. You wrote to us about Ndimpo, saying, let's help her out. With what here? What are we talking about?
So
did you know this? Oh, no.
So we're finding out now.
Oh, okay. Jenna, tell us a story. So you met, obviously, when you started this program. You didn't know her before?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
We share our office together. We do everything together. If one of us doesn't know the answer, they're likely to, the other one also not.
Okay. You should get along.
Yeah. 100%. And I think
you do.
We've actually had numerous staff members tell us that we click and they really want that connection to continue as we continue this internship. So yeah, sorry, now that I have words to speak again. We started on the 5th of Jan. And yeah, we walked in, introduced ourselves, and then little did we know that we would be stuck with each other for the next 2 years and we had no idea who we were. Yeah, so we see each other every day from 7 till 3:30 in the afternoon. There's just little moments during the day where I know Dimple's heart every time I say to her, cool, let's go get lunch, or what are you doing for dinner tonight? I know there's moments where she's playing into my humor, and I know there's sometimes where she's going home and I know there isn't of course on the plate at home. So I wrote in knowing that she deserves everything and knowing how hard this internship's going to be. I'd love to know that when we both go home in the evening, we both eat dinner.
You've got a good friend here, Dimpo.
Yeah.
That's how people look out for each other. And, and maybe one day you'll return the favor and, you know, she'll need something, someone.
My baked beans.
What's the story in it? I'm guessing.
We have a deal that our first welcoming intern brunch, and we all had to bring something. And I said to Dimpo, she said she wasn't going to go because she wasn't going to buy the baked beans. I said to her, you will pay me back the baked beans one day. So that's the only deal we have with each other one day, is she's going to buy me a blicky baked beans.
Very, very special. The story continues in a moment. Our special guest Ndimpo Mbeke and Jenna Anderson wrote to us in the first place. Good morning, angels, on a Wednesday. Don't move.
Good morning, angels.
Jacaranda FM.
This morning featuring the story, the beautiful story of the two colleagues and students, Ndimpo and Jenna, who wrote to us here at Good Morning Angels. And Ndimpo, we're just talking about it now, moments ago, how tough things get, and it's the reason why Jenna wrote to us. I know it's difficult to talk about, but how bad do things get from time to time?
Currently, I don't have anything in my room. I sleep because they provide you with the hospital beds at Steve Beagle. There's a residence there, yes, where we stay. And so that's all I have in my room currently. And yeah.
I'm trying to think back to varsity days.
Sure.
You know, I remember getting I think it was a two plate. Make a little situation work for yourself. Make yourself inrig. So there are a couple of things, obviously, I think that you'll need, right? to make the food, to buy the food? Do you have stuff to make food? Can I offer you something? I'm not putting myself up here for the best decorator when it comes to homes, but this is Good Morning Angels, and it's a beautiful story.
You know what, Jenna, the fact that you've seen your friend and gone, it's okay, babe, I got you. All we need is baked beans. Sure. It's cool.
Do you want to know what she wrote? I'm going to quote one paragraph. It's so beautiful. A little about Ndimpo. She's fluent in English, Afrikaans, and Sesotho. In Afrikaans ook praat.
Yeah, very good. I went to an Afrikaans school. Did all my subjects in Afrikaans.
Westkap.
Trefio. She's terrified of geckos.
Oh, you better hide the gecko.
I know. Then she has the one gift. Yeah. And then she hums soft gospel tunes throughout the day.
Gina.
Why do you do that?
It makes me feel closer to my family, and also it reminds me that this will all be worth it. I'm not alone, even though sometimes it may feel like I am. God is watching over me.
Yeah.
That got me.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, there's that, and your friends watching over you.
When I read that part, I was like, yeah. Here we go. Okay. So firstly, would you mind grabbing that one for me? From Morne Kok, representing Snappy Chef. Have a look at what they gave you.
Thank you.
Tear it back. Grab it open.
Yeah. What's that?
It's a stove.
Is it one of those?
It says lovely.
Fancy induction.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
A freestanding induction stove. Very quick, very easy. No one's going to moan about the electricity that you're using. It's fantastic. And this is also from Snappy Chef. This is a 7-piece cookware set.
How else would you use a stove?
From Snappy Chef, everybody.
Thank you so much.
What else do you need? I'll tell you what else you need. Meat. You're not vegan, right?
No, I'm not.
Our friends at Meat World, Keegan, he's standing there in the studio there right behind us this morning. They are going to give you a fridge. And a monthly meat voucher for 2,000 rand until the end of 2027. Are you happy, Jenna?
She literally said the other day, yo, so it's less for a sticky steak.
Well, there you go.
Can you have a sticky steak, Craig? So thank you, Meat World, your absolute angels, a fridge, and also 2,000 rand until the end of 2027 when your internship finishes. A voucher there, monthly voucher. Yeah. How is that?
That's amazing.
That's a lot of meat. Their prices are really good. I'm just saying.
Steak once a week, babe.
Help me out. Let's do stock take. You've got the stove. You've got the fridge. You've got the pots.
Yes. Yeah. And the meat.
You've got the meat.
Yes. Yeah.
I think what we should also do from Good Morning Angels' side is give you an allowance of 2,500 rand until the end of 2027.
Really?
Hug your friend.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There we go. So, good job on writing to us. Jenna, thank you for being a first angel. And Dimple, nice to meet you. What do you want to say to Jenna?
You know when you talk to someone and you don't think they're listening? And honestly, she helps me a lot because sometimes I just get to vent to her and she takes it and she listens. So, I really appreciate that she went an extra mile to try and help me and make my life easier because she saw how much I was struggling. So yeah, I'm grateful.
Anytime.
Go get them. Finish your studies. Keep the world fertile. I don't know what you say to embryology students. Good job, Angels. Good job. If you want to write to us, angels at jacarandafm.com.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.